He's a good, good.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I was cut off in responding to Wisco Paul. I'm going to finish up the response. Wisco Paul raised two issues, one the mask mandate and the other one on Kevin McCarthy. On the mask mandate, the only real public health initiative we have left after the Republican legislature and a Republican majority opinion in the Wisconsin Supreme Court is this mask mandate. And the issue that the Republicans raise is the governor has the authority to put it in for 60 days and declare an emergency. But after that, the legislature has to approve it. The governor's point, which I agree with, is this is an ongoing emergency. So he simply recalibrated and started a new 60-day period. It did not end in 60 days. Secondly, the legislature has the right to do their own emergency mandate. So if they want to be the ones to do it, be our guest. Be our guest. They're very sneaky. What they did was they went to St. Croix County. They think somehow it's a conservative county because they have a chairman of the Republican Party up there who posted in Latin, if you want peace, prepare for war. And they went in front of a judge and they said, tell us that Evers' mask mandate is unconstitutional. And they sat and smirked. They smirked. And the judge was no dummy. And he goes, wait a minute. You have the right with the legislature to pass it yourself or to undo his. And you're not passing the buck on me. You're not. And then you can go back and say, boy, we like the mask mandate, but a judge said no. And then they have the this genius in the Chippewa County Republican Party, who's a member of the assembly, who goes, mask mandate's a great idea. This is her exact quotation. It's a great idea, but it's the ultimate I gotcha, because Evers knew it'd be make us look bad if he put it in, because we'd have to oppose it because he put it in. You know, if you have that kind of thinking in the Republican Party, they're not serving the state. They serve their donors, and then they quarrel over bones. They fight over small stakes, and they vandalize. I mean, that's really what they're doing. They meet occasionally to vandalize the state and injure its people. And so now what they're doing is the Senate passed the abolition of the mask mandate, saying, well, it's not a bad idea. We wear masks, but, you know, it's really, let's say during World War II, there's a blackout. And somebody says, I want to turn my lights on. I have the right to turn my lights on. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, he has the right to turn his lights on. So there's spotted lights all over the city. Enemy bombers come in and kill the city. That's exactly what's going on here with the coronavirus and the allegation that, well, you wear a mask, I don't feel like it. Well, you're just going to pump COVID into the air. That's what you're going to do in small spaces. So that's what's happening. And yeah, it's great that Evers put it in. I really want to see far more aggressive attacks from our statewide Democrats on what the Republicans are doing. Specific attacks on these people. There's got to be a lot more discussion like you get on Devil Radio, a lot more, and I need it right away. And I Wisco Paul's comment about Kevin McCarthy, you know, why is he doing it? He wants power. Yes, he does. But there is a subtle issue here that continues to confound me. And that's how cheaply and easily people give up a democracy and people give up their rights, how cheaply and easily for such small potatoes. It happened in Berlin and Munich in the 20s and 30s, in the 1920s and 1930s. And it got to the point in the 1930s, Germany had just had a horrific First World War, like all of us did, every country. And that was back in 1918. So by 1932, when Hitler was elected, that was only 14 years later. A lot of people had lost a lot of relatives. And already they're going, as he goes on and throughout the 30s, yeah, okay, if he wants to invade Poland, start another war, take on Britain, United States, yeah, what the heck? How could they have done that? For one nut, how could they have done that? For their own interest, how could they have done that? And what McCarthy's doing is, all my life I want to be speaker. So I have the gavel and I can swagger around and I'm the speaker. That's all he wants. And I will do anything, he says. I will do anything. I will turn the party over to QAnon. I will go kiss Trump's ring down in Florida in Mar-a-Lago. I will stand by while good people like Liz Cheney are torn apart by wolves who fly from Florida, Wyoming to do it. Matt Gaetz did that. I'll permit all of that simply so that I can be speaker. And all the rest of them, they are afraid of primaries. Remember the two wolf packs. These Republicans look on voters as wolves, the primary wolf pack and the general wolf pack. And they do anything they can to avoid the wolves. So in the primary wolf pack, you have Trump stirring up trouble. He has about a third of the vote in the Republican Party as his base, and they're afraid that they'll lose their seats. And then in the general election, they're also afraid because if they're in gerrymandered seats, it doesn't matter, but in 50-50 seats, they could lose it. And they get nervous about that. And the truth of the matter is, what would happen to them if they lost their seats? They become non-entities. They become ciphers. They are like moths. They're attracted to the light bulbs, the TV lights. And when the lights are turned off, they don't exist anymore. And that is the slender reed on which our democracy hangs. So there you have it. Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is actually appointed to the Education Committee, denying the murders at Sandy Hook and Parkland. I mean, she's put on the Education Committee. That is intolerable, absolutely intolerable. The one thing, this is a new development. There is a newly elected congressman named Jimmy Gomez from California, and I've seen an interview. I have a lot of respect for him. He's a very, very solid guy, and he's put in a resolution to kick her out of the Congress. Now, a resolution to kick somebody out of Congress takes two-thirds, and the Democrats just barely have 50%. I do not think they have a little over 50%. They have about a 10 or 11 seat majority. I do not think that Kevin McCarthy will muster the troops to kick her out. But I think it's a very good exercise that they're doing this. And there are countervailing considerations. There was an African-American legislator named Julian Bond in the Georgia legislature back in the 70s, in the late 60s, who opposed the Vietnam War. And the right-wing Georgia legislature expelled him for that. And the U.S. Supreme Court said, you can't expel a guy just for his views. Put him back in. But you know something? Julian Bond didn't suggest the assassination of the speaker. He did not suggest that murders didn't occur. He didn't suggest that there was a laser manipulated by the Rothschilds. She's referring to the ones in the early 1800s and Jerry Brown. He didn't say that kind of stuff. He took an issue position. She can take all the issue positions she wants. But I wish Jimmy Gomez the best. Will he get two-thirds? Maybe not. Maybe he will. But really what has to happen, and this is a message to the Republicans, at the very least, McCarthy has to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene what he did to Steve King. He has got to give her no committees. And he certainly can't give her the Education Committee. The two most prestigious committees are the Appropriations Committee and Ways and Means. They're the financial type committees. And there's a thing called the Finance Committee now. But the Education Committee is right up there in prestige. There's no reason a freshman member of Congress, much less a QAnon member, who has said the things she's done and advocated the assassination of the speaker and advocated the assassination of a former president and presidential candidate. There's no reason she should get any committee memberships, but certainly not the Education Committee. Certainly not the Education Committee. If McCarthy doesn't yank her, if McCarthy does not yank her, that is a signal, the ultimate signal, that the Republican Party has simply adopted its QAnon base and have made a judgment that that's less dangerous for their political career than the heck with the country. Coming to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.